Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
It was just the most massive thing I've ever seen. To tell you the honest truth, I thought, well, we're the only ones left on this planet. Something's happened. We've missed something here.
The fear that went in me when I seen it was just the feeling. I'd say it was fear, but I've never felt that feeling before in my entire life.
It's a weird feeling. Like, you can't explain it when you don't know. You feel like you're being followed, but you don't know what it is.
We had two to our right, another one in front of us, another one to the left, and another one just across the road, shaking the daylight out of the tree. All we get is a big red eye.
I remember waking up and looking at the end of the bed, and there was a figure there, almost insect-like, and then I blacked out.
Welcome to the show, everyone. My name is Cade Moyer, and you are listening to the Believe Paranormal and UFO Podcast. If you have had an encounter and would like to share it, please get in touch with me. My email address is believepod@gmail.com. If you enjoy the podcast, be sure to leave us a rating or review wherever you listen and head on over to our website, believepod.com, and consider becoming a member to get bonus episodes and video content. Tonight I'm joined by Dakin, and Dakin's been having quite a few paranormal experiences throughout his life, and they kind of seem to all lead into each other. Dakin, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you going, man?
Very good, man. It's good to have you on. You have got a great collection of stories from the world of the paranormal and from the, I guess, the external world of UFOs as well. So I'm very excited to talk to you, mate. Where did this all start for you? I guess specifically for the paranormal.
For the paranormal, I would have been between 10 to 13 years old, roughly. So pretty much coming back from like my complex pool. I used to live in Greenacre in New South Wales. And I was with my mum, my brother, arms full of pool noodles, nice warm summer day, and walking towards the front door of our house. And it was quite strange. Everything just felt really silent, you know, like the air almost, it was almost like reality paused in a sense. And looking at my front door, there was a transparent man sort of with his back against the wall, leaning, looking at his feet. And it was the air is quite transparent in how he looked. And he was wearing like dark camo pants, black and gray in color, but it was quite strange. When I looked at him, I thought, I can't see his boots or his feet or what he looked like. And it was almost like a camera lens with like my eyes zoomed in, and all I could see then was his boots. And I was like, okay, well, I've seen that. I need to go back. I couldn't see his face, and it was like my vision zoomed right back out, and I couldn't see his face at all, but I could see a dog tag hanging down off his neck and twisting super, super slow, and the sun was shining off it. And as it was twisting, it was sort of like hitting me in the eyes, like the light. And I was like, man, that's really funky. He was wearing like a tight sort of fitted gray shirt, very stereotypical young soldier. I could tell, I got this really sad sense that he was like depressed and upset. Anyways, I sort of snapped out of it, and I looked around at my mum and my brother. I was like, did you see that? You know, like they're like, They were really flustered. They were looking at me quite strangely. And everything I just described to you happened in like an instant. Everything I seen, all the thought processes that went through my mind, all happened with like the flick of a switch. It was over and done with. It was really quite interesting. Funnily enough, I was telling that story maybe a year ago now around a fire, and my brother was next to me, and he goes, I got to the part where I, you know, clicked my fingers and said how quick it happened. And he goes, nah, man, you were staring at the front door for like 30 seconds in a trance. Like, wait, what? Because him and I, you know, we didn't see each other for a few years. And he goes, nah, man, you were staring at the front door for quite a while. Mum and I were trying to get your attention. It was quite spooky. I was like, oh, all right then.
Yeah, that's really surreal. It's like you just entered another plane and you just saw something that wasn't there for them.
Yep.
So they had no idea of what you were looking at all?
No, I just stopped dead in my tracks and I was just in a trance looking at the front door, just seeing this dude.
It really does sound like you were just like almost in this whole other world, because the way that everything just felt like it was so different, like so unnormal for you, the world just kind of going dead quiet, the way that you were almost forced to focus on certain aspects of the person, and the way that this seemed to almost be interacting solely for you, even the light just reflecting into your eyes, it's almost like you were just chosen to see this.
Yeah, I feel really, really honored that I like was privileged enough to experience it. And it wasn't like it was in, you know, like, you know, you run around in an old abandoned house and you think you see something spooky with your friends. It was nothing like that. It was the middle of the day, hot summer day. I'd just come back from the pool. I was still dripping wet, pool noodles under my arms, of all things. And yeah, out of nowhere, just everything paused and that's what I was saying. It was mind-blowing.
Did you feel like it was a paranormal experience at the time, or were you just thinking that was weird?
At the time, I thought it was paranormal until I experienced later on down the years true paranormal, and now I relate it more to a spiritual aspect.
Okay, so you've had future experiences that kind of changed the perspective for what happened there.
Yep, definitely.
Okay, I have to hear about these. So that first encounter had you question the paranormal at quite a young age. Were you really, how do I say this, a fan of the paranormal? Was it something that you looked into, or was that just, hey, that was weird, that could have been a ghost type of thing?
It has always sort of interested me a little bit. My mom, I suppose I get it from her. She's very much into the spiritual world, and she's had many, many experiences herself that would trump mine all day long. Honestly, I'd love to put her in touch with you, because her stories will blow your mind. But yeah, I think from listening to her growing up and stuff, I've always had somewhat of an interest in it. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're fairly open-minded about the whole concept of another world or another plane of existence for the spiritual world, I guess.
Definitely. Definitely.
So what happened later on in life that made you, I guess, reevaluate this first encounter that you had?
Well, I've seen, I'm not going to say countless, but definitely, you know, over 10 different sort of individual situations of what I could perceive as, you know, an entity. But the most vivid one that happened, but put it into perspective that it was not paranormal but spiritual, happened roughly a year ago now, I'd say. I was with my ex at the time, and I was helping her move into a new house with a bunch of her flatmates. There was about 7 or 8 of them all up. And I was walking from their pool room through a hallway that led into their dining room. And in that hallway was a door that led to a couple of bedrooms and a bathroom. And all the hair on my body sort of stood on end. And I looked down the hallway, and the most stereotypical lady in white ghost you could ever imagine walked straight from the bathroom across the hallway into one of the bedrooms. And I looked at her. There was no surreal reality pause or sort of big emotional, you know, sort of thing that happened. I just seen her. And yeah, after that, I knew that they were two very, very separate entities.
So what made you think there were two separate entities? Because what was different about the I guess I'm going to call it the trademark ghost, the lady who looks like in the, I guess, a Victorian era What made her feel like she was so different from that first one that you saw on the doorstep?
Well, when I seen her, it looked just like another human standing in the hallway.
Oh, wow.
She wasn't as transparent as the young man out the front of the house. She was a bit more white in color. He was a bit more of like darker gray tones. But yeah, she wasn't as transparent. But yeah, she just, it was very much in this reality, looking at her through a sober lens, just like seeing anything else in the house.
Did you tell anyone like what you saw in the heat of the moment?
I did. Well, I'd seen quite a few little bits and pieces previous to seeing that, so it didn't spook me out too much. I was like, oh, well, hello, you know. She's obviously been here for a while. However, I did mention it to my partner, like, straight away, just because, you know, I love this sort of stuff, and I felt, you know, really honored to have seen it. And she's like, wow, you know, she loved that kind of stuff too. Anyways, a couple of days later, she come flying up to me, and she's like, Dagan, you'll never guess what happened. And her roommate, let's just call him Josh. Josh seen the exact same thing you seen in the exact same place, and the kick is she didn't tell him that I had seen it. Incoming, you know?
I wonder if that's a residual haunting with the entity or the spirit kind of just replaying that moment in time over and over again.
So he seen her walk sort of like in a different area of the hallway through two different rooms. I seen her walk from the bathroom to a bedroom. He seen her walk through a different bedroom to another bedroom. It was like, it's a pretty big house.
It's a creepy thought to think that you just moved into this new place and two people have seen the same spirit within the place, like within the house. You'd be questioning, geez, how long did we sign this lease for?
Yeah, it was a funky feeling, especially since like we got, you know, we've seen her multiple times, and then she actually ended up patting my head.
You're joking.
Yeah, so we're all sitting around the kitchen table. I was actually in the middle of explaining the UFO experience I had had to the group of people. And again, all the hair sort of stood up on my arms and back of the neck and stuff. And then I felt like three very distinct hand, if you could call it a pat, on the back of my hair. It was that one was freaky.
That really does take the realism of these encounters up to another notch, because to see a ghost is one thing, but to have a physical, not altercation, but interaction with it, that's something completely different. That would have just absolutely made the hair stand up on my head.
Oh yeah, it was, that one was different. That one, I'd been really okay with all my paranormal experiences up until that point. After that, knowing that they really can break through, you know, that barrier. Yeah, that keeps on your toes.
Did that spirit ever do anything else in the house, like move things around or anything else like that? Because it's super rare, for me at least, to hear about ghosts that will have a physical interaction with people.
Yeah, she did used to like move the fridge door and stuff around and a couple of cabinets here and there, but it wasn't really anything major, you know. You could have chalked it up to your mind playing tricks on you if you really wanted to.
Did you ever look into the history of the house and see if anything happened there for the reason of why that person may have still been hanging around?
I didn't, but we did look at like the property, how it was set out. And so the house had been massively renovated and extended, and the original house, which was quite old, we only ever seen her in sort of the perimeter of the original house before it was extended.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's really interesting. So do you think the change, and this would be absolute speculation, but the change in the structure would have caused her to, I guess, act out?
It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, think about it. If you lived in your place and people came in and started building stuff and changing stuff, you probably wouldn't be too happy either.
Yeah, no, totally. So, Dagan, I have to ask, because I'm so hooked on this military spirit that you saw in that house. Did you ever see him again, or any other type of, I guess, entities or anything like that?
I'm glad you asked, Kate. So that's not even the mind-blowing one that I seen in that house.
Okay. Okay. You've hooked me. What happened?
So we moved in maybe 4 years senior to my little brother. And up until then, when we moved into this new house, he'd always shared a room with me. Anyways, this is the first time we had our own bedrooms, and he refused to sleep in his own room alone. He kept sneaking into bed with mom or trying to sleep in with me and blah, 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 blah. So, you know, being the good old brother I am, I offered to, you know, sleep in his room for the night and show him there was nothing to be scared of. Anyways, long story short, I wake up in his bed. The bed's right next to a window, and then at the foot of the bed is sort of where the entrance to the room is. And I wake up with this gorgeous, like the most warm yellow, just beautiful, beautiful sunlight you could ever imagine, you know, on my face, my body, comfortable, you know, Jack Johnson sitting there playing the guitar in the background. It was so nice. And as I wake up super refreshed and pleasant, and I look in the doorway to the bedroom, and there's a lady just floating there in the doorway. And I look up, and she's wearing she looks like she's almost, I keep using the word Victorian era, but I feel like it was more recent than that. I feel like it was like 30s or 40s, like from Britain, like a sort of like a witchy look, you know?
She had
a really black, tattered up cardigan sort of draped over her, some necklaces, jewelry hanging off her neck, really long, thick, black, greasy hair hanging down. Again, I couldn't see her face. Purple and black striped stockings that went all the way up her legs that met to like sort of like a just above knee height dressy skirt thing going on. And again, I said, oh, I can't see her feet. And my vision zoomed in, and she was wearing these super tight fitted handmade looking mini high heels with these big silver buckles on them, big square silver buckles. And I was looking at her, and I felt, when I'd seen the military man downstairs, I felt very depressed and empathized with his situation. With her, I felt really, really comfortable and almost happy, you know, just to see her. But I was looking at her for a while, and eventually sort of the penny dropped, and I'm like, This isn't normal. I shouldn't be seeing this. And I sort of closed my eyes and rubbed my hands on them and looked at her, and there she was, still the sunlight, you know, still super warm and lovely. Anyways, it got to a point where I was like, okay, like it's really nice to have seen you, but you got to go. This is starting to freak me out a little bit. So closed my eyes again, like for a third time, and I sort of counted 10. I was like, okay, come on, Dakin, just breathe. Count to 10, open your eyes, and there you go. Anyways, open my eyes. I was completely awake. This was in no way, shape, or form a dream or a lucid dream. I'm an avid lucid dreamer. I know I can very much distinguish the two, and this was very much in the world of reality. And yeah, I woke up. Well, I didn't wake up. Sorry, I opened my eyes for the third time, and the room was dull and dark. And I thought, what? And I was starting to get cold. I could feel my skin sort of cool down. It's the sun actually rises on the other side of the house. And yeah, that was funky. I woke up with the sun coming through the window, but it rises on the other side of the house where my bedroom is.
That is super surreal.
Yeah, that was a funky one.
So what do you think was going on there? Like, what do you think was going on this is going to sound dumb, but what do you think was going on for the sun to move like that? Do you think you were in another, like a different veil of reality? And now a quick word from our sponsor.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Also, are you wanting more content? Why not become a Believe Plus member? You'll get access to exclusive podcasts and episodes that aren't available to the public. Not only that, you'll also get our regular feed without any ads. Head to believepod.com/plus to sign up today for just $5 a month.
Well, that's what I mean. So when I seen the lady cross over from the bathroom to the bedroom, that was very much our reality. That was this plane, no questions asked. I believe that she might have been like a guide or something. That's where I sort of am aiming the, you know, the spiritual sort of label with that one. And I believe she projected that experience onto me.
That's some kind of next level spiritual power is the only way that I can say, because for them to be able to manipulate your reality, I feel like that is something that is kind of next level.
It was the most powerful, beautiful thing I've ever experienced, that's for sure.
So you didn't feel in danger or anything from it?
No, if anything, I felt like it felt like I was getting a hug and just being loved. That's the only way I can explain it.
Did that make your environment feel safer after that?
It did in some sense, but I got to say, in that house, I don't know what the go there was. I'm hesitant to use the term vortex because I don't know enough about the subject, but so much happened in this. Oh, sorry, finally, I should have mentioned where she appeared in the bedroom door was almost directly above the front door where I'd seen the man.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And a couple of months later, there's a bathroom sort of just opposite to the where she was. And I was laying in the bath, just chilling. No one was home. And a blonde lady stuck her head around the door at me and looked at me and stuck her head back. Had quite a few experiences all in this one, maybe 4 square meter column up and downstairs.
I wonder if there's something spiritual to do with the land, because it almost sounds like there is just a high flow of paranormal traffic going through this place.
Yeah, my mother and I have often pondered that question ourselves. We've actually even tried to look that up. Unfortunately, the records don't really show too much. It was a relatively new built townhouse. And before then, we were thinking it was just bushland. So I don't know if something happened with the indigenous community there or what previously. But yeah, something's definitely very powerful, that's for sure.
What was your mum's take on those types of experiences? Because you said that she was quite spiritual, but something like that that's really kind of next level. So what was her thoughts on that? Because, you know, this is obviously something that you have no control of, your mum has no control of. And for me, that would have been, as a parent myself, you know, that would have really made me feel powerless to the fact that, you know, if this thing had a bad intention to do something with you, there would be nothing I could do to stop it.
Oh, absolutely. Well, it was how I approached her about it. And I pretty much explained the situations as they went down word for word, how I just spoke to you about it. And she, having similar experiences herself, knew that I had nothing, she had nothing to worry about, that they were, if anything, there for me.
Yeah. And how did she feel about that, though? Like, did she feel powerless? Did she feel like she couldn't? Or was she just, because she was such a spiritual person, that she was on board with it?
Yeah, she was definitely on board with it for sure. And it brung us to closer in the big scheme of things when she could relate to these stories with me. And, you know, because she thought she was the only one in the family. And, you know, actually she passed something to me, or I don't know how it worked, but yeah, it was actually quite a nice little bonding moment when we discussed those topics.
It's amazing the things that bring people closer together, and I love it when it's the paranormal.
Yeah, most definitely.
All right.
That's those conversations with as many people as possible, because 8 or 9 times out of 10, someone has experienced something in some way.
Oh.
You know, just spoken about very often.
Yeah, and I always love those types of conversations of, oh, you know, I don't believe in UFOs, but I did see this weird satellite in the sky one night.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I always love bringing it up with people who just, you know, may not be believers at all. It's surprising the things that people would share when they do feel comfortable. So just actually on the topic of UFOs there, I have to hear about your UFO encounter, because from your email, this sounds like it's an absolutely incredible night.
Yeah, it was, funnily enough, I'm actually at the exact same location that I experienced that UFO right now as we're speaking. So, yeah, I'm currently out in Lithgow, camping by Lake Lyell Dam. I work on the spillway doing some maintenance repairs and stuff there. And to save money, instead of driving back and forth from Sydney, we just camp out by the lake and work and whatever else. And this time last year, we're out here and I was lucky enough to see a UFO.
So break it down for me. What happened?
So we're just sitting by the fire. We're having a beer. We're working the next day, so we're no way intoxicated. And yeah, we're just hanging out, chilling, watching the stars. And a friend of mine, he was sitting to my right and he looked over his left shoulder and said, "Dude, like, look at that." And I sort of had to twist my neck to look over, sort of almost behind me. It had sort of passed and had almost gone behind me. So I switched my head around and I look up, and coming over the mountain line was this, I'd say, between 3 to 6 meter square, like black square, sort of hovering over us with a light on each corner. And on each corner, it would flash red and green in such a fashion that it looked like it was spinning around the craft, each color. Like, it was like the red dot would flash in one corner, then the next corner. And it looked like they were chasing each other, these colors, in a circular fashion around this square object. It was, I don't know, it's a difficult one to explain. But yeah, it was just this flat black sort of craft. You could tell because it was a pretty bright night, so the sky had that bluish tone to it, and this was like a deep black. Anyway, it was probably 2 to 3 telegraph poles high above us, and yeah, it just soared over us, super quiet and really slow. We watched it go across the dam, across Lake Lyell Dam, probably for 10 minutes as it just cruised over. And then over the next mountain lines until it was just a twinkle, looked like a star, and off it went. Plenty of people fly drones around here, like we see them while we're working and stuff. So, like, we know what a drone is, what it sounds like, how big they get. Nothing with our current technology that we know about could be that big, travel that slow, and be dead silent. It's impossible. It's an unidentified flying object, that's for sure.
Yeah, no, it definitely fits all the right criteria for it to be, you know, classified as a UFO. 2 to 2.5 telegraph poles above you. That is really, really close.
Yeah, it was close enough to where you could sort of see whatever object the light had been emanating from. Like if you look at the light bulb and you turn it off, and for like a split second you can see the bulb without the light being on.
Yeah,
dim it up. It was like that. You could see it that close.
And this thing was making no noise at all.
0.
Wow. That is...
I'm absolutely kicking myself that I did not film it. We're just in awe of the situation at the time.
And you know what? That's what it's like for everyone, because all the skeptics will say, oh, why didn't you pull your phone out? Why didn't you capture it? And it's kind of like you're having this paradigm-breaking event happen in front of you. The last thing that you're going to think of is, geez, I better get my phone out.
Honestly, it would have been the world's best UFO footage. It was that close and that good. It was phenomenal.
So you said this thing was, what, about 5 to 6 meters in size. So is that, like kind of edge to edge, you saying that?
Yeah, sort of. It was pretty much a perfect square. How the angle we're looking at it, though, it was diamond-shaped, but yeah, it was just a flat black square.
Did you see any markings on this thing? Because that, I have to say, that has to be one of the closest UFO encounters I've ever heard of.
Yeah, it was a very deep black. It was almost like it was cloaked. Like it was almost glossy how black it was. It was quite strange, actually.
Yeah, right. That is an interesting feature to say. Like you could almost tell that there was that shiny look to it, but you couldn't see it in the dark.
No, the only reason you could tell that it was a square was because it was darker than the night sky around it. That makes sense.
No, absolutely. It totally makes sense. It's something that I hear all the time is people will see. Usually it's an arrow-shaped craft or a triangle-shaped craft when they see this type of thing. And they kind of just see the silhouette of it over the sky, but everything else kind of just matches the bill. And this thing was there for 15 minutes.
Yeah, I'd say a good 8 to 10 minutes for sure. We sat there and just in awe.
Was it doing any maneuvers that you would class as impossible by current man-made aircraft?
Nah, so everything that... So as it got over the middle of the lake, it did do a bit of like a zigzag up to the left and back down, continued its path, all of which a drone could sort of do, but just the fact that it was that silent just blew my mind.
Yeah, for sure. Did you see anything else from a craft that night?
We didn't see anything from a craft, but so as it crossed over the lake, it got smaller and smaller and smaller. It was just a twinkle, like a red and green flashing twinkle. And then we looked up sort of towards the moon, which was to the upper right of it. And there was a patch of maybe 15, 20 of those little red and green twinkles in amongst the stars.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that had no, like from behind us, all the stars looked like stars, to the left, to the right, all like stars. But yeah, when you sort of, it was to the bottom left of the moon, as you looked directly at it, there was just this cluster of red and green flashing little star-sized lights.
Did you ever feel threatened by the fact that you saw this thing?
No, like it was really, I was just with my mate, you know, we had a fire going, it wasn't like it was there for us, it was just passing by, you know.
Right time, right place.
That's it.
Yeah, absolutely, that's super cool. I always like encounters like that. It's just like, some people feel like they're kind of chosen to see things, and sometimes you're just in the right place at the right time.
Oh man, I'd be the first guy to throw my hand up to be abducted. I understand it's terrifying, and in reality, I, you know, probably shit myself. But I'd be the guy to be like, hey, what's up? You know,
yeah. No. Like,
I do think that this was had nothing to do with me at all.
Yeah, no, that's, and you know what? It's kind of cool to hear a different point of view when it comes to that, because a lot of people, you know. Not to knock on anyone's encounters or anything like that, of course, but some people will think I was chosen for whatever reason.
Oh, and they very well could have been, man. I do believe I was chosen to see the spiritual entities at my house. Yeah, it was just different times, different places, different experiences.
It's great to get it from someone like you who's been in these encounters, who, you know, you did feel chosen by the spiritual realm, and then, you know, you just felt like you're in the right place at the right time for the other one. I think that's really cool.
Yeah, man. I just need to see a Yowie, then I can get the trifecta.
Oh, isn't it? That's the dream, isn't it? You know, to get the holy trinity. That's what I call it.
Oh, maybe one day. It's a long life.
You never know. You know, you work on dams, and I hear plenty of Yowie encounters close to dams. So, it's, who knows, it might be on the radar in the future for you there, Dakin.
Fingers crossed, dude.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Believe Paranormal and UFO podcast. If you have had an encounter and you would like to share it, please get in touch with me. My email address is believepod@gmail.com. Finally, don't forget to follow us on all our social media outlets and be sure to join our Discord server to talk to other listeners of the show. You'll find all these links in our show notes. Thank you.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.